This is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. With us today is Tom Disher, Senior Web Developer for the United Church of God, a person that I have gotten to know quite well here in the last few months, and I enjoy not only his company, but also the great job that he does with the web. Can you tell us about the development of UCG.org and some of what you do?
Well, I've been here about 5 years, and I've been brought on 5 years ago to help Aaron Booth, the internet manager, take care of development and designing and running and updating of all the new websites. So we run with a pretty small crew, Aaron Booth and myself and Tori Trone, who's another developer. And that's basically it. We do the designing, developing, content updating, and everything on our UCG.org, any of our internal sites, member sites, camps, local congregation websites. So that's what we do day to day. We do programming, designing, and just trying to get our entire effort onto the web, because everything eventually goes to the web.
Well, Tom, can you tell us a little bit about the reach of our UCG.org website and perhaps how it's constructed as far as all the other sites that connect with it?
We had a great year this past year, and our goal is to get all of the content out as far as possible. We're kind of a distribution channel. So last year we had on UCG.org alone, our proclamation kind of website, we had 8 million unique visitors across the world, which is
amazing.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Right. Amazing.
Yeah, Aaron Booth does a lot of SEO work and work with social sharing, and that kind of stuff really helps too. But another one of our really great strengths is long tail search. We want to be right there with them. When they have a question, we want to be there with an answer, and they're able to answer anything they have about the Bible. So any Bible question you have, we rank on, which is outstanding. That's exactly what we want to be able to do.
Well, one other interesting fact about our websites is that we have about 190 local congregational sites that also tie in. Could you tell us a little about them?
Sure. Yeah, we built those about 4.5 years ago. And the idea was to bring all of the local congregations into kind of one system. And what we wanted to do is when somebody's looking for a church in their local area, we wanted them to be able to find a United Church of God congregation if they're looking for a Sabbath-keeping church. So we brought them all under one design, one template, and it's really helped our ranking so far. In fact, in the past year, I was looking at the 2013 stats, we've had almost 300,000 people page views on these local congregation websites and over 30,000 people going to find out where church is in their area. Coming to church is a big commitment, so we want to make sure that these sites are welcome and opening. And I've been working with Mrs. Kubik a lot to get all this content updated, and we have a team now of 11 or 12 regional developers who've really been a huge help.
Well, we wanted to introduce you to one of our dedicated workers who's helping to preach the gospel through electronics and through digital methods. Thank you for joining us today on Inside United. We'll see you again soon.
This has been a production of the United Church of God, an international association.